wait a minute.
Welcome back. WNST, Taos in Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively Acostas. It is my 25th anniversary. I'm trying to come up with 25 wild segments of my life. We started the radio station on August 3rd, 1998. Today is August 3rd, 2023, and we are Acostas. We're celebrating with the Maryland Lottery. They're celebrating their 50th anniversary. We're giving these away. Did we have any winners yet, Jen? Any $100 winners? We had some $100 winners over Coco's. We're at Costas right now. We're going to be traveling on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour throughout the month. Next week, we are back in Greenmount Station in Hampstead. We're going to be at Pappas and Glen Burnie later on in the month. We're going to be back at Fadley's downtown. But I've already had a bowl of soup here. I've had some ribs. I've had some French fries. We've had great conversations with friends. I asked Mr. Statham back because he was just legendary earlier in the year. At Drug City, my son brought his $89.99 Casio Tone CT5200, nice. Probably better than the piano was at Hollabird. Mr. Statham, of course, was my middle school choir teacher, and we had a chorus class. We sang Christmas songs. His wife was an amazing singer in the Statham Singers. He's toured the world. So if you want to hear the life story, Mr. Statham, I learned a lot about you. But I had to have you back because it's my anniversary. Mm-hmm. And you're one of my favorite people. And I invited my favorite people today, just so you know. John Allen was here, you know. So I want you to know it's real. My love for you is real that you were invited today.
Well, I knew that.
You know I love you?
Yes.
All right, right, because I took you to My Fair Lady last year. Yeah. So this is Mike Resigliano. Mike has been a part of every anniversary I've ever had, right?
Yes, right. I've supplied you with a champagne bottle, too.
Right. For one I have a 10th anniversary champagne bottle. Resig is an artist. He's my official cartoonist. Dennis is here. Dennis like said to me, can I meet Resig? What are you doing here? I didn't even invite you.
I came to gift you this stupid hat, you know?
All right.
That's it. It's the only reason.
Well, I know you love me. You know what it is? When you invite people to Costas and they come here, you think they love you. All they really want is a crab cake.
Not at all.
So you guys have never met, and you don't know the story. So Mr. Statham took me under his wing in 1979, taught me how to sing. I want to go home, gonna take a sentimental journey. Yeah, gonna set my heart in. This is why I brought the extra mic.
Yes.
I want to go home. Sentimental journey home. Like Edith or Archie at the piano at the beginning of All in the Family with this. It just feels like we're going to start to sing,
Edith,
you know.
Yeah, Edith.
But Mr. Statham has been in my life forever, and he disappeared from my life even though I was trying to get breakfast with him when my mother was alive. He avoided me.
I did not avoid you.
I tried a lot. I called your son Patrick.
And he would tell me, and I said, well, you have to come and get me and take me.
Well, thank God for Lori and Jerry Piper.
Yes.
So Lori here, you know this. And I told this story to Dan. I talked about you on the air this week, Rasig.
Oh.
I said when my girlfriend was pregnant with my son, and I was in 11th grade and working at the News America, we had Bob Nussgart. Missed Bob Nussgart by 10 minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Nussgart was here for 2 hours.
Yeah.
So you were the one adult who was encouraging to me when I had a little bit of a scarlet letter, right? And, you know, being from Dundalk and having being a young parent and all of that stuff. And so I mentioned you. You show up here. You've been in my life all this time.
Sure.
He's been in my life all this time, and you've never met.
No.
So that's what a 25th anniversary is
about.
Later,
we're going out together.
Take a sentimental journey is what you can do. So you, every year, have made something weird and wild. So you're the artist. You're the musician. I want to know what this represents.
And there's the one who didn't have sense enough to get me as a teacher.
Brian Poole did not have you. He signed up for music appreciation or something. Miss Rostek.
Lesser man for it.
Did you have Miss Rostek is what you had?
He goofed.
I think you probably had. So Lori and Jerry, when my son was of his formative age, and Rasig, you remember this, I was nationally syndicated
yes.
in 1998, 99, and 2000. My son was 13, 14, 15 years old. I couldn't leave him at home, but I had this job in Chicago. And he made friends with this kid named Ryan at Perry Hall High School, middle school and high school. and had these parents, the Pipers, who lived around the corner in Perry Hall. And Lori liked my son so much that she said, he can move in with me when you're in Chicago.
Wow.
So Lori parented my son at various points during his journey, and that's why it turned out good. That's at these people.
I was going to say exactly the same thing.
But you see, Lori is a special person.
I know she is. Tell everybody why.
She's just absolutely special because she is special. She doesn't need a reason why. If you meet her one time, you'll know she's special.
Correct.
Now, she did meet a special young man. I have to say that, too. He paid me to say that.
Jerry.
But no, they are wonderful, wonderful, wonderful people.
So Jerry's younger brother, I went to high school with and middle school with. So Jerry's a Dundalk guy. So I meet these people in Perry Hall who are from Dundalk who babysit my kid, okay? So a year ago, 2 years ago on the... On the tour we're doing for Crab Cakes, first Crab Cake tour, my host that was going to put us up down in Easton got COVID and couldn't have us on the tour. We didn't have a place to stay. Jerry and Lori had a boat in St. Michael's and put us up. We're out on a boat 3 o'clock in the morning listening to, I don't know, Bad Company or something, listening to some music.
Right.
And we start talking about Mr. Statham, and they're like, we know Calvin. I'm like, I got to get him to do the show. This is 2.5 years ago. I completely forgot that they knew Mr. Statham. Last year, a My Fair Lady ad came on during Ravens games. So it was in December. My Fair Lady was playing at the Hippodrome. And I said, this is a good opportunity for me to call Mr. Statham because I was in My Fair Lady. He miscast me. You miscast me. You did.
What, did you cast him as the girl?
He miscast me. Tell him what you cast me as. 1982.
He was the what was
Zoltan Karpathy.
Karpathy, yeah.
He cast me as a weirdo in My Fair Lady.
Weirdo.
We're not a weirdo.
Right out of money.
We're not a weirdo.
It was a Hungarian linguistics expert.
Exactly. So that's not right a weirdo.
On the, right on the money.
I did not have a singing part. I want you to know this.
Oh, wow. Well, there you go.
So,
but singing parts are not always the main part, you know. Sometimes they are. Sometimes they're not.
I wanted to sing. I wanted to be a star.
But you didn't say that.
I was born on Broadway. By the way, I was born at Church Home, corner of Broadway and Fayette. I was born on Broadway.
It's true. I know where that is.
It's true. Church Home Hospital. So last year, I see the commercial. I see it again. And I said to Jen, it was cold. It was Christmas time. I said to Jen, I'm like, have you ever seen My Fair Lady? And Jen's like, no, I've never seen My Fair Lady. I said, you know, I was in My Fair Lady. She's like, really? I said, with Mr. Statham. Wow. She's like, is that that old codger music teacher you always talk about that I've never met? And I'm like, yeah, that's him, the old codger teacher that you've never met. And I couldn't believe they'd never met because I saw you in the IHOP with my mother.
Freeze. Did Jennifer say that or did you say that?
Well, I said that.
But, oh, okay.
So,
all right.
I think you should give us a little. I have often walked.
Yeah, so we're going to get to this.
Oh, okay,
we're
going
to get
right.
Because that's a big part of this story. Okay,
got it.
So I said, well, let's call Mr. Statham. And I called Mr. Statham and I invited him. He said, well, you got to come get me. And I went out online and said, does anybody remember Mr. Statham?
Oh,
and I put
God.
This on Facebook. And the Facebook page went nuts. Everybody loves him as much as I do. Everybody. And then I have a business partner here who is a partner of my station, Bruce Scher. His father was Nathan Scher, who owned the Blast and had a Loma's Ruler, won the Prix. And he said to me, you know, Calvin Statham taught in Pikesville for like a decade. He taught me and all my friends in Pikesville. I'm like, what? So I didn't know any of this. And then Lori reached to me and said, you just posted about Mr. Statham. I'll go get him. And I said, all right. Because he wouldn't even tell me where he lived. He didn't want me to come get him. He doesn't know where. So we went down to My Fair Lady on a cold night. We bought tickets. And my wife had never met Mr. Statham. And the minute he walked through the door, she said, you need that man in your life. So I invited him out. And we sang a little bit. And I said, we're going to invite him back out. And my 25th anniversary, you live around a corner from here. Mm-hmm. And you and I have never had a crab cake together.
I don't like crab cakes.
One, that's why we never had a crab cake together. Now explains things. So on a day like today, I thought we'd bring the piano out, have Mr. Statham come out, sing a little bit.
Nice.
And he miscast me because I should have been Freddie.
Right.
You know? And he cast Louis Vachon. He did a nice job. He did an okay job. But, I mean, we've been 41 and a half years. And
you don't seem bitter about it, so it's seems like
I'm hiding
you're
happy it. I'm hiding it. I'm hiding my bitterness, you know, through all of this. It's so good to see you and have you out with my friends, and it's good to have Rasig shock me and Dennis by showing up.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Eddie Lauer's here now. He's going to come up and play the guitar.
Eddie!
Did you bring your guitar?
Eddie!
Did you bring your guitar?
I didn't.
What good's a musician without a guitar? So I have music. You just missed John Allen, your bandmate from House. So I'm like Simon Cowell, putting bands together, putting friendships together. And Rasig, I want you to tell the story about your crazy artwork, and then I'm gonna let you leave. You have to leave.
I have to leave. Yes, but I wanted to contribute to the 25th anniversary thing. I've known Nestor all those years. So yes, this is just a light up hat, kind of like our substitute fireworks for the day.
All right, I'm going to take this off.
So, yes, it's just a little... It's a long-haired Nestor.
Oh, yeah.
It's the long-haired Nestor. Now, push the little button. Here, I'll do it for you.
It's not going to show up in the thing because it doesn't... Here, turn it on. Here we go.
Yeah, there you go.
And it lights up and it spins.
Yes, there it is. So it's very festive for the occasion.
Mr. Statham, aren't you glad you're not one of these kind of artists?
Yes.
You do something...
Yes.
One wild ride. Oh, it's a real fan. That feels good on a summer day.
And also, you know, I'm here. I was very privileged to do a lot of the art
God,
on
Bob
some
Irsay's
of the signs that Nestor's done over the years.
Look, Irsay's in it.
Irsay's in it. Angelos is in it.
Is Chad Steele in it?
No.
Okay, we didn't put him in it. Okay.
No.
There's a crab in it.
Crab. It's the Oriole.
There's a turtle in it.
Yeah, it's an Oriole. It's a raven.
Is that marijuana? Is that cannabis on my shirt?
No.
It's a palm tree.
It's a palm tree.
It looks like cannabis.
Yes.
That one looks like cannabis.
Well, then it is.
It does.
Then it's cannabis. Okay.
Eddie's yelling it's legal now. It's okay. Mr. Statham, it's okay.
Okay. Anyway, happy 25th. Nestor, it's just, happy to have been along for the ride.
Sure, it's only 25.
It's longer than 25 for
it's been 32
Nestor
years.
I would have thought at least 50.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Actually, when are you going on tour and leaving me alone? When are you putting you back on the road?
He needs to go on tour.
When I'm gone out for the last time.
Well, you're not going anywhere.
Okay.
You're going to be here playing my kid's $89 piano no matter what.
Okay.
Rasig, you got to get out of here.
Yep.
I love you, man.
Yeah,
thanks
love you
for coming
too.
Out.
All right. Great to meet Mr. Statham. He's a legend already in my mind.
I know you know about the mystical relic. There's something, you're a mystical relic unto yourself at this point.
Yes, I am.
Like, literally, Dennis Colazzo said to me the other day, can you get Rasig to sign this thing and do this piece of art? And I said, he actually said to me, how well do you know Rasig? And I'm like, well enough that he drove over here on my anniversary and brought me gifts without me even realizing he was going to do it. And you stood me up at Coco's last week, so we got to get out for a beer.
Ah, you're right.
If you can come to my neighborhood, I can come to your neighborhood.
I will. We'll do it again.
That's a heck
with
of a likeness of me. Isn't that handsome?
It is.
That's handsome, isn't it?
It looks like you.
It does look like me. Looks like the guy you miscast in My Fair Lady in 82.
Right.
He's singing, I have often walked down this street before.
That's right.
But the pavement never stayed beneath my feet before.
Launch into it, Mr.
All
Statham.
Come on. All at once am I several stories high, knowing I'm on the street where you live. You would do that stretch.
And all the towering feeling just to know somehow you were near me.
Whatever.
Yeah. I also lose
the towering feeling.
You don't know how to play it? Of course he knows how to play it. It's Mr. Statham.
Oh, yes.
Down the street before, but the pavement always stayed beneath my feet before.
Nice.
All at once am I several stories high, knowing I'm on the street where you live.
Man. So happy to be here for that magic.
One more song.
How long has it been since I played that song?
Well, listen, this is the best part about this, is we go down to My Fair Lady, and we're sitting like the third row. They're almost spitting on us, right? We're there, and I put him on the inside, and it was wonderful, because I love him, so I'm with him. And the curtain opens, and the guy who's doing Freddie does, you know, I have often walked. And he said, that boy can sing. It's what he says to me. And I'm like, you know, you never said that about me. You know, I mean, I just wanted, gotcha. I wanted that approval from you, you know?
I can't win anyway.
You're already a winner. You're here with me, you know?
No, you're here with me.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Exactly right, yes.
Is that right, Jerry? Is that right,
Mr.
Laurie?
Statham, listen, tell me.
Jennifer, is that right?
She didn't teach
Thank
her.
Thank you.
Ask him how many years he taught children. This is a
59 years. 59.
59 years.
Terry, 59. How many years you teach?
Oh, my gosh. Almost 50.
Almost 50 for my wife.
59
yep.
years this man 59. Taught children music.
59, and I've been married October the 3rd, 59 years.
Woo-hoo!
Man, he told me that story over Drug City last year.
What a profession, isn't it?
You know what's amazing is you walk in, and I'm 10 years old. I walk in, I meet this man all these years later, still foundational and part of my life. But I didn't know your journey. You know what I mean? I didn't know the story of you being from Dundalk, and you had all these...
That was from Sparrow's Point.
Well, that's Dundalk to me.
No, that's Sparrow's Point.
Come
this
on.
It says Dundalk right here. We haven't turned the corner. That's Edgemere. That ain't Sparrow's Point.
I said Sparrow's Point.
Come on. That guy's a Sparrow's Point guy.
Sparrow's Point.
Where's Patapsco begin? Is that like over where Potts Tavern?
Sparrow's Point is where, what is that place called that they have?
I'm not sure.
Trade Point Atlantic? You talking about?
No, what is that? Amazon, right. That's where Amazon is now.
Trade Point Atlantic, yeah. Right.
They tore our community down, and it was the best community in the whole wide world.
Mm.
It was the best.
Tell me about it.
It's too much to tell. I can't tell it all, and I'm scared that I might forget something if I started talking about it.
Why was it called Sparrow? Why is it called Sparrow's Point?
It was called Sparrow's Point, I guess, because it must have had sparrow birds riding around somewhere.
Right.
But all I know is I was born there. I was the last of seven children, and all of my sisters and brothers were teachers of some sort.
Wow.
And I wanted to be a teacher, and then that's when I went to Hollaburg.
Never left, except to go to Pikesville for a minute.
I went to Pikesville from Hollaburg. Then I came back to Hollaburg from Pikesville.
And found me.
And I found you and so many others.
Well,
no, you were already there when I left. What are you talking about?
You came in 79. You just come back to Hollaburg. I didn't know that till I talked to you about it last year.
What was he like as a, you know, a child?
Who? This?
Oh.
Yeah. I mean.
He was wonderful. He really was.
Really?
Really. Fantastic.
I'm only listening. What's he doing? I'm not watching. I don't know what he's saying about me.
I was saying two thumbs up. You.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Give him that.
Two thumbs up. Look.
What?
Yeah.
I don't see anything.
Yeah. You didn't see that?
I should have got you on my show earlier. I can't believe I waited 25 years to put you on my show.
I don't either. I think it's terrible.
Totally.
I think it's
your co-host.
It's terrible, isn't it?
I think you should be. You should have been his co-host. It would have been lights out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I never would have made it 25 years with you doing this, playing piano every day.
One more little piano one before I leave. Yeah.
He can play anything. Is your vision still good enough to read sheet music?
Sometimes.
If I gave you sheet music right now, could you read it?
Doubt it.
Well, I'm not going to get. I brought a song for you to learn.
What is the song?
I'm not going to tell you now because you can't read sheet music. If you can't read sheet music.
Yeah, you think I can, huh?
I have a song that I have had sheet music for 30 or 40 years that I know that I have sung accompanied by people. It's a little loud on my thing, but that's cool. And it's a Quincy Jones song.
Ah.
And I was almost in Los Angeles last Friday.
What's the name of
the
song?
How old are you? Are you 90 yet?
Oh, my God.
22.
Okay. So Quincy Jones turned 90 last week, and they honored him at the Hollywood Bowl.
and they had all of these
legends. I played
legends.
At the Hollywood Bowl, though.
Did you really?
Oh, yes, I did. Oh, yes.
Really?
Oh, really?
See, it's my bucket list to go to the Hollywood Bowl, so I had a flight to L.A. last week to go. I didn't go because I'm working on things. But I didn't, and they honored Quincy Jones, and it's a Quincy Jones song. And I had the sheet music, and I found it cleaning all my stuff out. And it's the only sheet music I found, and I'm like, why do I own this? Because I love the song.
What is the song?
I'm not going to tell you because you can't read sheet music.
How do you know what I can do?
You think you can do it?
Let me see this.
All right. We're singing. I got to get you out of here. You're yes. gonna go.
I'll
take a break, and then we'll come back, and we'll do that.
Okay. All but right. I might can play it right now without any sheet music.
Go before I go. It'd be my leaving music.
What's the name?
Well, I got it right here. I just happen to have it. I just happen to find it. I just happen to have it. There you go.
Oh,
do you know this one?
Nice. That's
can you play
song.
This one?
I don't think I've ever heard
okay, all right. We won some Grammys back in the day.
It was a good song.
But you were in your 50s then, so you probably weren't listening to music back then. Probably in your 40s, a long time ago. So one day we'll learn this. We'll do it the next time we get together. I wasn't going to spring it on you. That's why I asked Lori where you live, because I was going to drop it off, see if you could figure it out. But I figure, man, at your age, maybe your eyes, I don't know if you could see or not. You look like you're reading pretty well right now.
Don't you worry about my eyes.
Right, yeah, I mean, just, you know, I mean, I had a feeling he'd say that.
All right, how about tequila?
Look at him studying it.
How about tequila?
Look at him studying it. You could do tequila?
No, I was asking.
For Pee-wee? To honor Pee-wee?
To honor Pee-wee, yeah.
She's having fun with this. All right, we'll step out and take a break.
All right.
Sig, I love you. Be good.
Love you too,
Terry,
man.
Thanks for driving him over here. I'll meet you at Coco's. You guys can walk.
All right.
It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery, Window Nation. Mr. Statham, King Calvin, as I call him, is here to enrapture me, intimidate me, because he was good at that. Give me the evil eye. Show everybody what the evil eye looks like. Give me that look. Come on.
There is no student in the world that has ever seen me give an evil eye.
Just show me what it looks like if you have one.
Man, he Tell him again.
This man would look at me when I was 12 years old, and if I didn't sing that G sharp the right way,
I just looked at you like that.
Because you knew I could do better. You knew I could do better.
I just said.
You knew I was a hell of a talent then right up until the time when you miscast me.
I might have walked behind
my
you and
fair
say,
lady
I might have done this. Hey, Jerry. I might have done this to say, you sure did a good job.
He loves you, Ness.
All right, I'm going to cut my hair during the break. I'm going to get Dennis Colatsos up here to be a part of this mess. Rasig's leaving.
I'm leaving.
Thanks for the
happy
Rasig.
Happy 25th.
I still have the 10th anniversary one that you gave me.
Great.
Probably needs fresh batteries.
Right.
And I appreciate my son for sending his Casio.
Well, I hope to see you at your 75th anniversary.
Oh,
you're
man.
You're not going anywhere. I'm keeping you over for another segment. You're too entertaining to leave. Besides, you move slow, and I can't get you out of here. Mr. Statham is here. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery, your friends at Window Nation. We're back for more right after this.